Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making strong pitch to the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in the third phase. Indian Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a rally at Porbandar in Gujarat today. Mr. Shah expressed confidence that India will be among the top three economies in the world during the third term of NDA government. He credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for historic decisions, including abrogation of Article 370, construction of Ram Temple, successful tackling of the menace of terrorism and Naxalism, and bringing peace in the country. Mr. Shah criticized the Congress party for polarization policies and vote bank politics. Several members of the Delhi Sikh Gurdwara Management Committee today joined the BJP. They were inducted into the party in the presence of party General Secretary Tarun Chugh, party leader Manjinder Singh Sirsa, and Delhi BJP President Virendra Sajdeva. Speaking on the occasion, BJP President J.P. Nadda said, "BJP is the only party which can take forward the unity, integrity and security of the country." He said, "Prime Minister Narendra Modi has worked for the betterment of the Sikh community." Mr. Nadda said the Sikh community has made a huge contribution in giving a befitting reply to all the attacks on the country and achieving victory. The Congress Central Election Committee is scheduled to meet this evening at the party headquarters in Delhi to discuss the selection of candidates for the remaining Lok Sabha seats. The meeting will be chaired by Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal and other senior party leaders are expected to attend the meeting. The Election Commission of India has rejected the reports of alleged non-activation of a ballot unit by a polling official in a polling booth at Shantinagar in Bengaluru. The commission said the concerned reports circulating on social media and WhatsApp are incorrect and baseless. The district election officer of Bengaluru said that after receipt of the complaint, it directed the sector magistrate to immediately reach the polling station and report the issue. During the investigation, it was found that the total entries in the register and the control unit perfectly tallied. The Election Commission has censured Congress star campaigner and Telangana Minister Konda Surekha for making unverified allegations against the Bharat Rashtra Samiti, BRS, and its working president, K.T. Ramarao. The Commission, in its order, said it had received a complaint from BRS spokesperson Kane Prabhakar earlier this month in this regard. Following this, the poll panel had sought a report from the Telangana Chief Electoral Officer. After receiving the report, the Commission has concluded that Surekha violated the model code of conduct to avoid making unverified allegations during campaigning. The Commission strongly censured and warned the leader to remain careful in her public utterances as the model code of conduct is in force. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heatwave conditions in Orissa and Gangetic, West Bengal, during the next few days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said heatwave conditions are expected in isolated pockets over Bihar, Jharkhand, Telangana, Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, East Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, West Uttar Pradesh, Coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam till the 30th of this month. The Weather Department further forecast a fresh spell of rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds in adjoining central India till tomorrow, in plains of northwest India till Sunday and western Himalayan region till the 29th of this month. In archery, India dished out dominant display, making a clean sweep of compound team events by clinching 3 gold medals at the ongoing World Cup Stage 1 at Shanghai in China today. Indian women's compound team of Jyoti Suryakabhinam, Aditi Swami and Panikkar, who qualified as top seed, defeated six-seeded Italy 236-225 in the final to open their account with a gold in the season-opening global showpiece. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.